have to do.
A lot of effort and concentration required, though, in the second half as they were trying to get back into it.
Yeah, they have clearly they have some good players. They are comfortable now. They try to pass with players. So it's a team that they know what they are doing. And then we needed to be really, really well organized, really concentrate, trying not to make mistakes. And if we had chances, try to take it.
Great first half for you, wasn't it? You got a penalty, which is rare this season, and then Daryl Murphy with another goal for you. After half an hour, how pleased were you with the way it was going?
I was really pleased with everyone, and as I say, with the discipline of the team, because we were analysing carefully Huddersfield Town, and then we knew that the way that they were moving the ball, passing the ball, so you needed really 100% from everyone, and they gave everything, and that was the key for me. After, you can be more or less lucky, or you have a game plan that is working or not working, but if you don't have players ready to do it, ready to try, it's always impossible. Then really pleased for them, and again, the fans will be happy in their way back.
You've won at Brighton this week, now you've won at Huddersfield, you're 5 points clear. How significant does all of this feel?
It's good, but that's it, because we have Reading in a few days, and still a lot of points to play for, a lot of games to play. Then we have to just enjoy today and ready tomorrow for training and prepare the next game.
Finally, Dwight Gayle, you're able to bring him back, and nice for him to have an easy finish at the end and get another goal.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's important for the team to have as many bodies as we can, and especially the top scorer. So hopefully he can be in a good run until the end of the season, and we'll be happy with that.
Thank you.
Rafa, does this show you that you're more capable of coping with the pressure than the other teams around you?
No, it means that we have a group of players that they try. They try the maximum every game. That's it. Sometimes we made some mistakes because of the pressure, but the same happen with the other team, so it's important for us just to be sure that we go, we try to do our best, and if it's right, fine. If not, we have to carry on.
Would you be disappointed if you didn't win the championship from here?
No, I would be disappointed if we cannot beat Reading. That is the main target now.
Do you think Huddersfield is still a threat? Do you think Huddersfield is still a threat for the top?
No, I think it's a good team. We knew that before, and you have seen the game that they move the ball, they pass the ball, and they are always dangerous, so I think that they will be pushing until the end.